In her new book, Glory Carriers, Jennifer Evaz takes the listener on the journey of pursuing greater measures of God's presence. She shares her own journey openly, leaving you hungry to know Him more. With each chapter, Jennifer gently untangles common fears and misconceptions about the Holy Spirit, while at the same time encouraging you to press into more of what God has promised. Pursuing His presence is the great call on our lives. As Christians, we have been invited into a relational journey, one between a perfect, loving God and His children. We are made in His image. He chose to create us differently from every other being in the universe, and He did so with the intent of intimacy. His focus was, and always has been, relationship. It is the foundation of every other aspect of our lives. Jesus did not invite us to follow Him so that we could stand on a stage declaring His existence, or so that we could see miracles. Because the Spirit of the resurrected Christ lives within us, we expect miracles. But miracles are not where His desires are focused. He wants our hearts. He wants our absolute yes to a relationship with Him. On its own, the fact that the Holy Spirit is available to us is incredible. That He endlessly pursues our hearts is breathtaking. God wants to reveal Himself to us so He can reveal Himself through us. There is a profound connection between what you know about Him and what you become. Jennifer writes beautifully about this reality. I liken this to a very real wrestling match with a good God who deeply loves you, but whose very presence demands a transformation from you. The Holy Spirit lives in every believer, and He will never leave. It is His promise. But He does not rest on everyone. Why? Not because He is overly sensitive or picky, but He is holy. Holiness is God's personal beauty. Everything we desire in life is somehow connected to holiness. Creation itself longs to see who we are. The revealing of who we are reveals who He is. It is all about Him. To know Him clearly and reveal His nature is our greatest privilege and greatest responsibility. The Holy Spirit took up residence inside you when you became a follower of Jesus. Now, all of heaven has positioned itself to watch what you will accomplish in His name. Bill Johnson, Bethel Church, Redding, California. Author, Raising Giant Killers, and God is Good. Introduction. I was casually perusing through my digital notes on my phone and discovered a mysterious statement had been typed in. It read, "You have received the mantle of the writing sword." I am puzzled to this day as to how it got there, and finally decided to just credit the Holy Spirit. Interestingly, the timing of my find occurred shortly after I had been invited by Steve Schultz to write for the Elijah List, and not too long before I was approached to write my first book with Chosen Books. The concept of a mantle in the Bible can have various meanings, but most often it refers to a cloak, a covering, or some other type of clothing.